Don't wanna be a player. I don't wanna be playing no more.
I'm not a player, I just crush a lot.
Everybody, it's not that serious. The podcast, we're back once again, and on time and on schedule. You know what I'm saying? Just like your dad never was.
Oh my god!
If you don't,
you know how we do.
You already know how it is. And it's Big Mike
Elzy.
And if you don't recognize that third voice, you should recognize that third voice. It's the lovely Queen Nadira. Everybody, give it up!
Yeah. Woo! Oh, you know, he's first. You forgot to put a damn applause in there.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. But it's not on. We can give her air horn. Shout out to Nadira.
Yeah, we got fucking.
What's going on?
It's gonna do
nothing. How you guys?
It's been a while, man. It's been a while since we had you.
Yeah,
I know, because I don't be out there.
Exactly. Nah, you don't be out there. You be out there stacking them dollars. That's what you be doing.
I'm mad at that.
She was talking about the On the Run tour with us earlier. She was like,
yeah,
just buy a ticket.
Just go.
I'm like,
I'm not going to South by Southwest. She's like, the tickets are still on sale.
Just get one. Just buy a ticket across the country right now. Step it up, broke nigga.
Like, damn, I got my tax return, but it ain't like that.
Yeah, it's skinny. You know what I'm saying? But you know, glad to have you back. You know what I'm saying? It's been a while. That's our fault. You know what I'm saying? But you know, we're getting the hang of this podcasting thing, having guests on from afar. Yeah. You know, technologies and such.
Yeah, facts.
You know what I'm saying? We're out here. We're rookies out here.
Yeah,
but we're balling like Ben Simmons. You
feel me?
Putting those stats everywhere.
Yeah.
So, Nadira, how are you?
I'm good. I'm happy.
You just met Oprah the other day. How has your life changed since then?
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, it's just really crazy. How old is she? Like 64?
Oprah doesn't have an age.
Yeah, she.
Yeah, I just feel like, I don't know. Like, she got fired from her job when she was 23, and I'm 23, and like, I don't want to be fired from my job. I'm just saying, like, I don't know, it's really time to turn up. Like, all it did was inspire me to just turn up a little bit more.
That's true.
That's what's up.
That's true.
So, clearly, that's got to be your biggest moment, like, working on that show.
Yeah,
can we mention it? Can we mention it? Is it okay we mention it or no?
Yeah, you can mention it. So, yeah,
Nadira works on the Stephen Colbert show, on the late night show, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. They just had, you know, Cornball Tom Brady on there.
Boo.
But shout outs to him. He can chug a beer really nicely. So, you know.
He actually did that a lot faster than I assumed. That shit was kind of crazy.
He uncollared his Dickie shirt for that one. Shout out to you, Tom. You're not a complete square.
Oh, man.
You notice how Nadira is silent to protect that check. I ain't mad at you.
protect
the bag.
I don't hear a word. She was very nice.
I hear a word. She said Tom Brady was nice.
She said she ain't hear Nathan. But you want to talk about what your plans are for the week?
Yeah, what are you doing?
Or you want to keep that on the low?
No, I'm going to South By for the first time ever.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can't believe that's your first time. But what are you going to be doing down there?
Well, I'm going with one of my really good friends that I'm like working on a project with. And then one of his friends who's actually an artist is going down with us. So just going to like a couple shows, going to network.
Words.
Chill.
That should be cool.
Yeah.
Because I went last year, but I went to like, I was DJing and stuff, but I didn't really like kind of like take in the whole experience. So I wish I was going again, but it is what it is. So it's really
fun. Did you have fun?
Yeah, I had hella fun. It was too much fun. But
what? Like, why? Like, what do you do there?
I don't know. It's kind of like, you know what it is? Ish described it as South Street. I think he said it was like South Street on steroids. So, like, wow. The main strip of South by Southwest, you see everybody. Like, I saw Cap G out there. I saw Mike Will made it. He was just standing in front of one of the stores with Shotta Spence and some other niggas. And it was just crazy. And, of course, you know, the people I was with know people. So, it was just dope. So you're probably gonna have more of an inside scoop because did you buy a pass or you have like the whole keynote speaker pass or whatever?
No, I didn't buy a pass, but like I signed up for some other thing that gets me access to all the events.
Word.
So yeah.
Okay. Word. Yeah. Then you'll have a great time. So
you plugged up anyway.
Yeah, you so plugged up. So as long as you're plugged up, South by Southwest is gonna be a breeze. All right. And there's ask for anybody if you go to South by, it's fun. So. I definitely recommend it. But then after South By, you said you're going where?
In May, I'm going to Paris, Rome, and Denmark.
Yo, shit on our whole lives.
Oh, my goodness.
So we're getting another air horn for black women traveling.
For black women traveling. My sister's in, she's in Iceland right now.
Yeah, I saw something on her IG. Like,
my sister is in Iceland.
It looks something like she was at somewhere hard to pronounce in the location.
Yeah. Well, at first she went to Amsterdam for her friend's birthday. So they're like just traveling. And then I think they're in Iceland now, and then she'll be back home. So yeah, shout out to her. I couldn't do it. It couldn't be me. But
yeah, I've seen Hostel too many times.
Yeah, right. I've seen Hostel.
Taking niggas.
Hostel wasn't fun. You know. So.
Oh.
You ever seen Hostel, Nadira?
No, I have not.
All right, so when you get out this pod, go on your internet where we stream movies illegally.
The dark web.
And look up Hostel, Hostel, like a hotel. Mm-hmm. It'll ruin you. You won't go to Paris.
Nah, you won't.
No, I don't
want
to watch that then.
So, you know.
It's a good movie, though.
It is a good scary movie. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you're into scary movies, but that shit is lit.
Oh my god! I might watch it. I don't really like scary movies.
No.
We'll see.
But you know, we got is you know what I'm saying? It's I'm bad at this, man. But no, we're getting started on another episode. A lot to talk about today.
I mean, I know we just dropped on Friday, but a lot of stuff just happened over the weekend.
Yeah.
But the main thing that just dropped onto our dinner plates,
man,
it was a doozy. Oh wait, before we do anything, shout out to our sponsors. We got our boy Shelby at Garden App Clothing on Instagram.
Yes.
So if you're from Jersey, make sure you cop up. Website coming soon. He has a book as well. If you want to cop the book, go ahead and do that. And then also, shout out to our new drink of choice. Well, not even drink of choice. One of our it's an option.
It's an option.
It's called Hibiki.
Remember, people, keep your options open.
Yes. So we, you know, shout out to Jack Daniels. That's our first love as always. But as of now, we've been down in this Hibiki.
Hey, Biggie.
Suntory Whiskey, no, Japanese Harmony, a meticulous blend of the finest select whiskeys. Yeah, and it makes a nice little sound.
You know what I'm saying? Cause only the finest with your boys.
Yeah, you know, kind of like that poise when you get up in it, and it just makes a.
Yeah.
Yep.
What?
Don't act like you don't know. Anyway. We have a lot of stuff on our dinner plate today. So the main thing is Jhené Aiko and motherfucking Big Sean.
Motherfucking Grande Sean is out here.
Grande Sean, because he is no longer part of the black community. That nigga is Dominican.
Yes. Shout out to Big Sean being Dominican this whole time. I'm really proud of him.
Exactly. Finally coming out of the Dominican
closet. Doing it for La Raza.
La Raza.
I'm really proud of him. You know what I'm saying?
How we all.
But apparently Big Sean has cheated on, you know what I'm saying? his soybean burger bay,
cauliflower shrimp.
You know what I'm saying?
Heaven.
cauliflower wings. His chakra queen.
His moon. Oh my God. Wait, so how do we know he did this?
There was a report going out that he was at
the came from Boston, so you know it's legit.
Yeah, well, that's true, too. But there was a Boston report saying that he was at the Oscars with Nicole Schlesinger.
Joan from the Pussycat.
How do you say her name, nigga? Scherzinger. The fine Joan with the fat ass.
With the thickness.
With the thicks. With the grits. Well, apparently he was at the Oscars with her. And they said that they looked real comfortable. They looked like a couple.
All hugged up.
Whatever that may be. And Janae is on tour currently.
What?
So, yeah, you said what?
Wait, you can't. What does it mean they look comfortable? Like, maybe they're really.
Like a couple. Like, you know.
They look too comfortable with each other. Like, they look more
like
than.
Somebody came up to them and said, y'all go together? And it was like, nah, we just fuck raw. What's up?
Oh my God.
I just know what a butt tastes like. Yeah. It ain't nothing as a friend.
Yeah, as a companion. But apparently Janae brought up the situation to Big Sean and he didn't deny any of it. So it kind of was like, damn, nigga, like.
Yeah, baby, I just suck her titties platonically as a friend. Yeah,
platonically, you know. Go to her house, play 2K, bust that ass. That's about it.
Well, until I see that they like unfollow each other on social media or
That's definitely coming.
That's the end all be all.
Yeah. Like when celebrities do that, that's the end all be all.
Yeah, that's true. I wouldn't be surprised if that happens though.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I feel like Janae Aiko is annoying. Like she's being annoying. She would be an annoying
person being a good relationship with.
Yeah.
Why do y'all feel like that?
I don't know. She just always.
You know, Big Sean's from Detroit. He's from the hood. So
yeah.
He eats meat. I already know. She probably be trying to make that nigga eat soybean burgers.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Put the hot sauce on the cauliflower. It tastes just like chicken wings. Like, no.
Okay, first of all, buffalo cauliflower rings are actually good. Like, they're actually good.
So, guys, if you don't know, Nadir is a...
I wish y'all could see my face through this microphone.
Is a vegan.
I'm not a vegan.
Oh, wait, what are you?
I've been eating seafood, so pescatarian.
The pescatarian? Now.
Pescatarian.
Yeah.
So basically,
she was too weak to stick to the vegan shit, and she quit. She said, I'll do fish.
I did it for like a month and a half.
And then next month, it'll be like, I'll take some chicken every now and again.
And then you're going to be right back.
She'll be eating steak. She'll be eating steak by the summertime.
No, I don't eat. I don't have any.
So red meat. Well, red meat is out.
I've never eaten. Like, I haven't had red meat or pork in years. Like, almost a decade. Like, I don't eat that. Okay, like, I might eat
that's
chicken.
Understandable.
Yeah,
red meat.
She'll be online at Popeyes by June.
Nah, she'll be at Chick-fil-A. Well, when's the last time you had Chick-fil-A, Nadira?
Like, last year.
Damn.
I am so sorry to hear that. I'm sorry.
Ew.
I'm going to send you some Chick-fil-A because.
I still got chicken crumbs on my teeth from.
Facts. It's in my gums.
I can still taste it in my gums.
It's in there.
Ew.
Don't you miss it how they fried it in the peanut oil?
Oh,
you can't get no broccoli like that.
Oh my goodness. Every time I go to Chick-fil-A, I know George Washington Carver just smiles in his grave.
Guys, there is good vegan food though. Like
nobody says nothing.
Fuck it. Never
mind. Listen, when me and Mike come to visit you, when it gets warm, when we come up there, you can try to put us on some vegan food and we'll see what it's hitting.
I got you.
Try to get me some vegan food, I'll separate your head from your body. I ain't done with that bullshit.
I'll try it because I'm currently trying to eat healthier. I'm going back to the gym. I drink more water. Shout out to Jaden Smith. Just water. That's all I drink. But,
Nice.
Yeah, I mean, other than liquor, but
other than hard liquor,
the hardest liquor
that erodes your body from the inside out. Oh, good job, Elsie.
I mean, listen, my liver gets a healthy balance.
You say, you know, I'm trying to live right. All I gotta do is get rid of this heroin. Fuck. I'm down to two spoonfuls.
Yo,
of
speaking
coke
of
a day.
That, did you hear the girl that was so high on meth that she gouged her eyes out?
I saw that tea.
I didn't know meth could do that. But apparently she was on.
You see what it does to their teeth?
Yeah, I knew that. You see Joel Santana. Shout out to that nigga.
Hold on. Before we get into the map, Nadir, I know you heard this about our boy, man.
I was very upset.
No, he turned himself in today, I think.
Yeah, so for y'all that don't know, the listeners, basically, apparently Joel Santana, you know what I'm saying?
Yep. The savior of Harlem.
The savior of Harlem. He went to the airport and got caught with some firearms in his own, in his bag.
It was more than one?
I think it was more than one.
I'm not even sure.
But it was definitely, he was in there with stuff he wasn't supposed to have. And apparently, when they found it, this nigga decides he's gonna take flight.
He ran.
He ran.
He fucking booked it. And then people were like, if TSA can't catch Joel Santana, how are they supposed to catch a terrorist? But he was in Newark. So it's like, yo, what the hell, nigga? Yeah. Like,
they can't catch a nigga that's sagging his jeans with a with a bandana lightly placed on his head like so.
That shit doesn't make any sense to me. But I don't know why he ran in the first place.
Because he's a stupid nigga.
He is dumb. Nigel Bradham from the Eagles got caught with a gun in the airport.
And he stood there like a G.
Well, Nigel Bradham, he is a G. But his gun is registered. So yeah. Joel's gun clearly wasn't registered.
Yeah. I don't understand why, like, what made you think you were just gonna, you know?
Like, what's the thought process behind, like, I'm gonna just gun through.
There is none. He's a crackhead now. We lost him.
Yeah. I don't think he's a crackhead.
Did you see his teeth?
Or his lack thereof?
Did you see his mouth?
No, I don't be looking at his mouth.
He's missing teeth, Nadir.
No, listen.
Did you know that?
When they was,
missing teeth?
Look it up right now. I want to hear your reaction.
Yeah, when he was
Type in Joel Santana teeth. And the first picture of him is going to be a picture. I think he was at like 106 in Park or something.
So I think it was MTV TRL.
It was TRL. Nigga's missing the right side of his teeth. It's going to be the left side on the picture.
It was pretty bad.
Look at it. I'll give you a second.
Where's the?
Yeah.
Yeah. Where is it? He doesn't know either. I think he's smoking some meth.
Right.
Because crack doesn't do that, does it?
It's right next to the spoon and the needle.
Participating in any Joel slander. However, I did not see this picture of him missing teeth.
Yeah, and this just adds to my case that Joel Santana is a crackhead.
No, he's not.
The evidence is stacking up.
Nadira, how fast do you have to run out of an airport they can't catch you?
He can't feel his face or his teeth.
Oh. Hey! Listen, fast? It's like... They got a permanent lisp.
Yeah.
Nigga says, Santana! Listen, how fast do you have to run out of an airport to the fact that TSA cannot catch you or any of the police officers?
Like, how did he get out of there? Like,
I don't know. And apparently has to turn himself back in.
Let's stop acting like TSA is a bunch of athletes.
They're not, but still, shout out to Rob. You're not an athlete, but shout out to him.
Shout out to our friend Rob.
And shout out to Sharon. Sharon Jung works at TSA too. Shout out to her. She's a homie. But, I don't know. I mean, technically they're not supposed to run after people, but somebody should catch them, right?
It's like that. It's like episode of Atlanta. It's a no chase policy.
No chase policy. They can't chase me, bro. I can take whatever I want. That episode was amazing, by the way.
Yes.
But I don't know. Joel's got to get his shit together. I mean, it's good that he's turning himself in. Being on the run is probably not fun at all. So maybe this will make him stop smoking meth.
Nah, I don't know. I don't know if it's meth, but I definitely think there's some drugs going on.
Hell
here.
Hell yeah,
absolutely.
Definitely. Ain't nobody missing that many teeth from nothing.
Yeah, the whole
for no reason. It ain't age.
The whole Dipset is just and it hurts me as a Dipset stan. The whole Dipset, besides Cameron, is looking bad right now, man.
Who? Oh yeah,
Hell Rel getting beat up in a 2-for-5 buffet.
What happened with Jim Jones? Jim Jones is all right.
Jim Jones is just Jim Jones.
Yeah.
He's on VH1 shows with Chrissy, still not married after 30 years of being together.
Wait, didn't she propose to him? They didn't get married?
Jesus.
Oh, she just proposed and they just been engaged ever since?
She proposed to him and he said, I'm with you.
He did. Oh, my God. No. Twitter wasn't as big as it was now when that happened. It was big. But that should have been everywhere.
So
definitely said, I'm with you.
She proposed to him and he curved it with an I'm with you.
He said, I'm with it.
Oh, man.
I'm here.
Yeah.
he said Saint.
What a legend. What a legend. What a legend.
I mean, Cameron is doing all right, I guess.
Cameron has lost Juju and is beefing over Safari for it. It's just.
Yeah.
Dipset is not. It's not
what it used to be.
And it hurts, man.
And then they just go on a reunion not too long ago.
Yeah, they did. Mm-hmm. They do a reunion like every 2.5 years.
Yeah, they do.
But aren't they? They're making music with Heatmakers again. They're gonna be good. Everybody's good. They're gonna be good.
I wish I shared your optimism.
we'll find out. We'll soon.
They're all good. Like nobody's in like bad shape. I mean, Juelz is
clearly in bad shape. That nigga's on drugs.
That's bad shape.
I don't know if he's on drugs. I just wish he didn't run.
You know, there you've seen that.
Only niggas on drugs run.
That's drug mouth.
I haven't seen. I can't believe I haven't seen this picture of him with no teeth. Yeah. But I don't know. How about Steven lose teeth? Maybe he was eating a lot of candy.
How he's a grown man. Okay, he's not losing.
Grown man eats candy.
No, I do, but I'm not losing.
So right before TRL, he's like, man, I wish I could finish this candy apple. And then I'm going to lose the whole left side of my grilling.
Oh, my God.
Only drugs
can make you lose that many teeth. But I don't know.
Surgery and meth. Those are the only two.
Yeah.
Surgery, a bat, and meth.
Unless he had, like, oral cancer or something. That's the only reason I can think of. I don't even think he had that.
Oh, maybe he could have had a... I'm not going to let y'all slander
him. I'm not slandering him. I'm just saying he's on drugs.
You know what he needs to make him feel better? He needs to take some of those, you know, those little moon rocks that y'all wear.
Oh yeah, and he made a little necklace.
Yeah, and then just suck on him, and then his teeth will grow back.
No, first of all, they're not moon rocks.
What are they called?
Name is crack rock.
Like crystals and stones. Yes. Like
your crystals and stones. What are those?
They're crystals. Like, there's different types of, like, crystals that you can, like...
different energies?
All right, so let me do a little preface. All right, guys, Nadir is one of those... she's a mystic.
A mystic.
Which is basically...
a witch.
She's a Wiccan.
A Wiccan.
She believes in astrology and the horoscopes and the moons and the stars.
The only thing she's missing is a septum piercing.
No, she's got one.
Nah. Do you?
No, I have a fake one. I'm too afraid to get that done. So I
heard it hurts.
Huh?
I heard that hurts.
Yeah, nah.
So she's one of those people that has the pretty little rocks that if she has all the rocks, her day goes well automatically.
Mm-hmm.
The moon
plays a big part in her life.
Then she burns a big stack of tobacco to clear the energy of the spirits.
It's sage.
It's not sage.
Isn't that what you feed Pokemon?
It's 16 Newports wrapped together with a rubber band. She waves it around the room, and it clears the juju and the feng shui.
Y'all are the worst.
And then if you retweet within 5 seconds, she'll have $20,000.
That is 16 Newports wrapped in a rubber.
So that's why Janae got cheated on.
That's exactly why she got cheated on.
She kept talking to him about, she's like, your energies are off. You're like, you know what's going to be off? My dick and another bitch. That's what's going to be off.
That's what's going to be off.
Breaking her off.
Oh, yeah, breaking that ass off.
But what is that for real, though? Like, I don't know how you're trying to make fun of this shit no more. Like, what brought you into, like, let me, like, study this and, like, gave it, like, that's kind of valid to me. What made you, like, when did that happen?
Here's the thing. There are some people that really, like, believe that this is, like, life-changing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there are people that, like, have to, like, carry, like, crystals and shit with them every single day.
Yeah, I have a friend who carries one every day around his neck.
Ooh.
You don't know. He used to work at my job. And he makes them, too.
There's nothing wrong with that, but I just feel like some people can, like, invest, like, so much time into it, and they feel like if they don't like read their horoscope or believe certain things,
mm-hmm.
that like, you know, like they feel like these things like control their lives. Like, I don't think it like they do. However, like, I do burn sage. Like,
what does that do? What is that supposed to do? Like, what is the effect of that?
Burning sage?
Yes.
To just like clean out like bad, you know, like bad vibes. Like just to clean your space, to clear your space.
Mm-hmm. It's like a reset button.
Huh? Yeah, basically.
Okay.
I usually beat my dick, but
listen, like if you like, even like if you cook, like if you cook something that's like smelly, or like if I eat like seafood, like I can burn sage and it'll cleanse out, like the smell will be gone, or I'll burn incense, so I don't have to like spray chemicals and like do a whole bunch of stuff, so it's like that. A
natural type of, okay.
It really is, but also like a lot of people believe in like, sometimes if I'm like in like a bad like space, or when I used to be at like my friends' houses or at Rutgers, and like people would come over that I wouldn't like I would sage the room afterwards. I really believe, like, I don't know, I just believe people's energy can really rub off on you, and like, nah, like I'd rather just cleanse my shit.
Right, right.
That's true.
All right. That gives me a little bit of, I can buy that.
Yeah.
But when you start telling me my moon star is telling me that's why I'm having a bad day because the moon is in retrograde, you don't have to go, I ain't trying to hear that shit. Because every time I see her tweet, it's retrograde. Like, she's literally like,
what the hell?
The world is over. Saturn's in retrograde. What do I do?
Yo, that stuff is like, I don't know. Like, it's real. Like, the things that happen with just like the world around us, like changing, like it does have an effect on you. But also, like I'm saying, like people will dictate and like control their whole lives around retrograde. Like apparently, like you're not supposed to like close deals during retrograde. You're not supposed to buy anything major during retrograde. Like I moved out of my house during retrograde. Like, you know, like you can't live your whole life like,
yeah.
If my horoscope says this, then I can't, like, no. Yeah. Like, most of the time, my horoscope is very accurate, but also, man, like,
my shit be wrong as hell.
That shit be vague.
I'm an
that
Aries.
That shit says, the sun will rise and you will like it.
Oh, wow!
Wow!
Like the
African
my
God! Oh, my God! Oh, my God! Wow!
No, but I'm an Aries, and I feel like half of the shit, more than half of the shit I see is not accurate.
Tell me more, Madam Juju.
You guys gotta send me
like your birthdays, your birthplace, and your birth time, and I'm gonna look up like your life path number, because like, that shit accurate.
That makes me a little scared. Yeah. I don't even want to know.
I'm telling you, y'all, I really used to like, people would say this shit, and I'd be like, what? Like, yeah. This is weird. Yo, and then one day, one of my coworkers in high school, she took down all my information. Mm-hmm. She's like, nah, I'm gonna just give you your life path number and tell you everything about yourself. And like a week later, she came back with like pages of shit on me, and it was mad accurate. And I was like, all right, like, I'm not gonna dictate my life around this,
I feel you.
This is like, it's worth looking into.
Yeah. I mean,
all right, last thing on Wheel Talk. Explain the rocks and the crystals in the sand.
Yeah, in the sand.
Okay, not the sand. It's just crystals. So, like, some crystals have, like, different zodiac signs that, like, they connect with. So, like, for me, like, quartz is, like, really big for me, and citrine is really big for me. And then they all have different properties. So, if you carry them with you, it depends, like, I don't know, it just depends on, like, what you're going through or, like, what's going on. But... you can just bring the rocks with you.
Yeah, I know somebody who actually makes them, and he puts them into like a holder for like a necklace. Shout out my boy. I don't even want to say his name. He used to work in my job, but shout out to him. He used to make like it's like a holder, and it like kind of like wraps around. Mm-hmm. And it was something. It was real cool. And he used to give it. He goes to a lot of concerts, so he gives them to different celebrities. And
That's awesome.
Mm.
Yeah, he mad cool. But shout out to him.
Sounds like a lot. Hoopla! That's a meme. But you know, y'all are my friends.
Different strokes for different folks.
It's so funny because I promise y'all, like a year or two from now, y'all gonna be into it.
Sounds like that's the same thing people tell me when they say, when I tell them I don't eat ass. Well, this is literally the same response.
You actually need to grow up.
Well.
You're about to be 25.
Yeah, I'm grown. I can make my own decisions.
And you haven't put your nose on the anus.
Not a nair, nigga. Not even close.
That's a lot.
You haven't even touched. That. You haven't even. You don't have any. You haven't even tasted the pennies.
Nope.
What's wrong with you, bro? Nope.
You say you don't believe that?
Yeah, like why?
Yeah, why? Like,
because it's a booty hole.
Okay. It's a new poop. Lane for exploration.
Poop comes from there.
Okay, and blood comes out the pussy.
I don't know. I'm just. Waiting.
I'm so uncomfortable.
Well, does it?
Sorry for the facts.
Sorry for the science lesson.
Hey, listen, man. Poop, me and poop just don't, nah, we just don't mix.
Nadir, you ever ate ass before?
What? No.
Hey, there's some niggas out there. I seen a thread the other day on Twitter. It was like, ladies, what's the most awkward thing that anything has ever happened to you during the sex? And the girl was like, the dude literally put his legs in the air.
He tooted that ass up?
He tooted that ass up.
I feel like Nadir, a dude has asked you to eat his ass before. I feel like that's happened to you.
More than likely.
Wait, say that one more time.
I know you may not have done it, but I feel like a dude has asked you to eat his ass before.
No? What the hell are we talking about?
Yep. That's all I needed.
Yep.
No.
Moving on.
No.
What else did I have on the menu?
Y'all can't put that part in there.
Already done. You better stop talking and incriminate yourself.
But you know what else I had on here?
What?
OJ Simpson.
Oh, because that little document.
I didn't see it yet, but apparently he basically admitted to killing
his ex-wife. But
he's like, it's more like a hypothetical. But he already put out a book that said that was called If I Did It.
That nigga's milking this shit.
That nigga is guilty.
Nadir, did you watch that? Did you see that? Or hear about it?
No, I'm very over OJ. Like, I am over him. And he's like not even a part of like my generation of like he's like, why are we still talking about him? Like, I get so aggravated. Like, he literally killed
him. You know why we keep talking about him? Because he's the one that got away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's the one that got away, and he has the one to be the gall to not only be the one that got away, but be out here flaunting like,
I got away.
Yeah, nigga, I got away. He's not just going off to live quietly and no, he's out here still in Miami fucking with the same white bitches that he's murdered 20 years ago.
Yeah, I just like, I don't understand.
But apparently he had, I guess, this special or something, an interview where he was basically detailing what he would have done if he did it. And it was really, really thought out.
I mean,
and,
What are you talking about?
Oh, he definitely did that shit. That's not even
a question. OJ did it. We know he did it.
And then he's talking about how he basically really admitted about how he used to really just beat Nicole's ass all the time. Like, he used to beat the shit out of her.
Yeah.
But because he was OJ Simpson and
he's the juice, baby.
When she would call the cops or whatever, he would just smooth it over because you know
he's the juice,
and he would just.
That's horrible. Oh. That's stuff like that.
No, that's terrible.
Yeah, it's pretty trash, but
like that's top tier horrible. But like, yeah, like he would get that off because he worked as celebrity.
Yep.
And he knew what he was, and he worked
a lot of celebrity. You know, not no pun intended, but a lot of celebrities have that type of juice.
Yeah.
I mean, they're above. A lot of them are above the law. So
yeah,
I'm just used to it.
Shout out to Kobe.
He's definitely a.
No, guys. Why didn't Kobe go off?
Did he?
You said, did he do it? Listen, one thing we have to learn when it comes to these rape allegations is we will never know. But it's unfortunate that we just don't believe.
Because he did it.
That's all.
I'm the last person to come to the defense of any white woman anywhere.
That's very true.
And it don't look good for your boy.
It doesn't.
Yeah.
It does not look good. Kobe, yeah. I mean,
you already know.
It could have been one of those situations where, you know, it happened and then she was like, look, I should try and get some money. Oh, he raped me. It could be that, but we'll never know.
That's also, didn't he afterwards say, unless I'm like remembering this wrong, I'm trying to find it. Didn't he say it may not have been consensual?
It may not
have
been
like,
what?
Wasn't that something he said after the fact?
Oh, I don't know about that. I mean, but if he said that.
We don't play about the C word, my guy.
Yeah, that word is importante over here.
Importante over here.
Maybe I'm missing.
But good luck Googling that, because shit.
Oh, I'm looking at it now. So he said, he stated that he assumed consent for sex because of the accuser's body language. But he did not explicitly ask for her consent.
Yo, relax. Relax. See, this is why it's so hazy, because, like,
yeah, it's hard.
Honestly,
man.
Like, when's the last time, like, when you before you like got and had sex, like, you really verbally, like,
yeah, it was like, are you committing to this? Is this a guess? Like,
I don't remember the last time I verbally said, like, yo, you ready? Like, it's just like it just.
It's not realistic, man.
I don't know. It's so muddy nowadays.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, it's always been muddy. It's always going to be muddy. I just feel like we got to remember that a very small amount of women, like, lie about rape. Like, you know, like, it's just, like, we could say, like, oh, people are trying to get these dudes for their money. And, oh, like, you know, like, they're lying. Or, oh, they're trying to come up real fast. But just, like, the amount of strife, like, even trying to, like, go through a case like this, the amount of strife that puts you through. Even the girl that accused Nelly, yo, she retracted and was like, I don't even want to do this anymore because I'm getting death threats. Like,
who the fuck is sending death jets on behalf of Nelly?
Well, he was in like Washington or something, or where he was somewhere, like, and he was like, I didn't do this. And
this was like this year or last year.
It was last year, yeah.
I remember that.
She was lying about it, I believe. I'm pretty sure she was.
We don't know. We will never know. But I just hope that we believe women more than we don't, because I know masculinity
is
really toxic.
It's hard
as
because
hell.
A lot of these women be lying. So it's like, you like, how do you pick a side?
But a lot of them don't be lying. A lot of them don't be lying. Statistically,
you'll never know. Yeah, statistically, well, you'll never know unless you like evidence. And that's what makes it hard.
You'll never know. But if it was any other thing and I told y'all, like, oh, 3% of like, this happens to this amount of people, yo, you wouldn't even consider, like, the 3%, you know? You'd be like, all
right,
like.
Yeah,
you're right.
It's small.
It's hard.
And I'm not saying you have to, like, discount everything. Yes, people lie, but, like, yo, very, very, very.
There's too many things. It's too much happening for it to be all these niggas is lying.
Facts. Basically, essentially.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Especially when we know, like, men are trash. Like, we know. Not every man, if it doesn't apply, let it fly. But I'm just saying, like, we know how, like, toxic masculinity is. So, like, you see all these men, and then all of a sudden, like, oh, this girl accuses a guy of rape. She's lying? Like, nah, bro. Yo, listen to her.
I guess that's true. My masculinity isn't fragile, though. But to each of them.
Not every man.
Yeah, nah, some
niggas. My shit's solid as a rock.
Some niggas just, I don't know. Some niggas just weird like that.
I'll never understand.
I don't get it.
I
be chilling.
I never understand these niggas.
Like, a lot of these, I don't know.
It's too many.
Hey, a lot of dudes, like, it's just their masculinity. Like,
why?
Like
my
nigga, there's
so many out here that's really just really
feel like they got something to prove.
That's willing to get back at their dad and fuck you.
I don't know.
Like, it's really they're ready to just piss off whatever person that wasn't in there for them and have sex with you. Why?
I don't know.
Why take, like, what?
I don't know. Niggas just be taking out a lot of energy on other
people. Yeah, man. It's so many, you know.
And like you said, it's very toxic. It is, unfortunately, but.
Just, man.
It's one of those things.
Do better, man. Well, speaking of.
I don't know. I mean, the last thing other than. Okay, so we wanted to save Kanye for last.
All right.
And I guess now is the time. Because the only thing I had other than that was deer reflexes. But I don't know how that even ties in.
But we might as well just say it now because we're
pretty,
talking.
It was pretty funny because there was a video on Twitter and it was a nigga. There was a deer drinking at like a watering hole or whatever. And he's just drinking. I mean, drinking. And then a fucking alligator comes up and tries to bite this nigga's head off. And the deer has A1 reflexes, doesn't even get touched. It just all the way back, like, yo, like completely out of the way. And it was kind of amazing. And the nigga that tweeted was like, keep that same energy on the road.
So,
which was pretty funny.
And then that just got me and Elsie thinking about, you know, and the deer too, because she's from the same area we're from. We're from like a.
We're from the woods.
Somewhat of a rural area.
We live in the forest.
So we encountered deer a lot. And it just started thinking about like our experiences with deers while we're driving. Like,
it's too many. Did you ever hit a deer?
No, fortunately, no. But like, I have encountered deer so many times. Just like, yo, one morning I like came out my like house and there were deer like in my front yard. Like four deer, like just in the front yard.
Chilling.
Like just chilling. Like when you ride down like the road there. And you see one on the side of the road, like even if you don't hit it, like you still be shook.
Yeah,
you still shook, bro.
You never know because that little nigga, they on the side playing double dutch. Like they like, you don't know if they're going to jump out or not.
You would think these deer have evolved to the point to recognize roads
they don't,
and cars.
They don't.
Like how many more of you niggas need to be squashed on the street for y'all to start realizing?
I don't know. I've hit a deer before.
What?
But it was,
you hit a deer before?
It was sometime last year, actually. But luckily, it was last summer. But luckily, I hit, like, it wasn't, like, the whole deer. The deer ran out in front of me. It was a two-lane street. So there was car, you know, oncoming traffic, but it was just one lane on each side. I saw the deer run out in front of the car coming towards me. And luckily, it was running fast enough to where when I hit it, I only hit, like, its feet. And it hit kind of like the bottom of my car, but nothing got damaged. The deer didn't die. It wasn't there. I pulled over.
Damn, the deer didn't die?
No, it didn't die. Unfortunately, no, he didn't die. But it was, he ran away. Now I was all right. So I was like, all right, I guess it's cool. No, nothing got hurt. My car was fine. I think it broke like one of my lights or something like that. But it was all right. Everything, other than that, it was all right.
So I've never hit a deer before. My dad has hit a deer before.
Shit.
And he came home one day, like his car is just full of blood and fur, bro. It was so bad. Yeah,
was he all right?
He myrtleized that thing. He destroyed. He obliterated that deer. Whatever that deer no that more. Deer had a closed casket funeral. That motherfucker was done.
Closed casket.
That nigga was a deer milkshake. That nigga was a Bambi deer, smoothie.
Bambi smoothie, yeah.
Extra macchiato.
Oh man, extra cauliflower.
But yo, remember when we were riding back from New Brunswick that day?
Yeah, shout out to Tia. She was in the car with us.
Yeah.
Niggas hit a deer. Or no, we didn't even hit it. The deer was in the middle of the road struggling.
Was that Route 1 or 1?
Yeah, it was Route 1.
So we were on Route 1 like late at night, right?
Mm-hmm.
Driving back from your party.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, it was the night of your party.
It was the deer's party?
Hey,
yeah. You were too lit. You were twerking to anything.
Chill. Don't tell
him. No, I had to tell it. All I'm gonna say is
I've never seen a person twerk to Frankie Beverly and Maze.
Exactly.
Until that night,
and I played Before I Let Go,
and she let go.
This woman was letting it go. It was pretty ridiculous. If you were there, you know exactly.
The deer was like. Respect people's privacy. Bless up.
Oh man! But no, on the way back, we just saw a deer in the middle of the road, and like it was a fresh hit. Like somebody just hit it, but the deer was not dead.
It was clinging on to life.
It was the most horrible thing I've ever seen in my life.
It was so bad. Like the deer was all four of his legs shattered. the legs are out of commission. You know what I'm saying? It somehow lost its like not the legs are gone, but they are useless at this point. And one of its horns got hit off.
It's bad. Like
its neck is kind of broken, but not really broken.
Yeah, basically.
And you ever heard a deer make noise, Adira?
No, what does it sound like?
It sounds like death.
It sounds like that's what it sounds
that's
like.
That's exactly. What it sounds like. And that's the sound it was making as it was using its knuckle joints and its elbow joints to drag its lifeless lower half.
It was so horrible.
Across this 4-lane monster road. It was so sad to watch, but also so hilarious.
It was kind of funny. It was really bad.
I was never a like save the animals type of person. Yeah. When niggas tell me about dogs, I'm like, yo, kill more of them niggas. When niggas was coming at me with the Michael Vick shit, I was like, man, I love dogs, but it's like, nigga, you don't gotta go Mike to jail care. Over them shits.
Mike doesn't care about animals.
It's a fucking dog. Mike, like, I'm not going to jail over Spike, nigga. Suck my dick. Spike. Fuck out of here.
A nigga couldn't testify in court.
This nigga eats its own shit. I'm not losing my life over this. This animal eats its poop.
That's right. What
they do.
It ain't right, but it's not
they
false.
They eat their own doo-doo for sustenance.
I ain't gonna laugh.
You ever had a dog before, Nadira?
I have a dog. His name is Handsome.
And Handsome eats his own poop.
No, he doesn't. Shut up.
I promise you. Ask your father. Does Handsome eat his own poop? Yeah, we had a problem with that. We had to stop him. Handsome eats his own poop. Now, imagine going to jail for 2 years because a couple poop eaters died. Fuck out of here.
I
digress. That deer was.
Guys, drop the tape. Huh? Wale just dropped the tape.
Wale.
What? I don't care.
Is it on Apple Music?
I think so.
Maybe I'll check it out because the last couple verses Wale dropped weren't bad.
No. I need something to.
Oh, it's called Let It Go. Oh, never mind. No, it's not. It's called It's Comp. Oh, what a Wale track. I mean, what a Wale name.
I'll let it go.
It's complicated.
I'll let it go into the trash bin.
Oh, it's only 4 songs. I'll listen to it.
It's 4 songs. Too many.
And he got Jacquees on one of the songs.
Okay, I might check that one out.
Jacquees, he's one of those niggas who can't sing, but he can sing at the same time.
How do you feel about Jacquees and Dare?
I like him.
I like him too.
I like him too, but sometimes I'm like, this nigga cannot sing. But I fuck.
Well, look, I feel like I only know one song. Oh, Bed? That's on fire, though.
Oh, yeah.
And Bed is fire.
Well, that's off of mixtape, Bounce.
Woo!
He got a couple of them. He got a couple of remixes. He calls them Queen mixes, which I
And hate. We done came a long way smoking it in your mama's crib.
Nah, he got some bangers. He definitely got some bangers.
Yeah.
Shout out to him.
Shout out to Jacquees.
And he got the song with Deja Loaf right now at the club.
Who's your favorite new R&B act going on right now? Or if you got a top three, name your top three.
Oh, top three?
R&B acts right now.
Daniel Caesar's definitely number one.
Agreed.
Who else is new that's R&B?
I don't know.
I like Georgia Smith.
Georgia Smith,
Georgia Smith, yes. And Sabrina Claudio. Those are probably my top three.
Yeah, she's good. You ever heard her?
I heard of her, dope. But I haven't really listened to her.
Yeah, she's dope.
Sabrina Carter.
Oh, and Callie
Who?
Callie Uchis?
Oh, yes. Man. Woo!
I wouldn't even say she's new, though, because she's been out.
She has been out, yeah.
But I guess Callie she Uchis is kind of... She just released her first official single, so I guess you can say she's new.
And that shit is fire.
I love that song.
And another one is Charlotte Day Wilson.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yes! Nah, I've been listening to
a lot of Mac Ayers. You just passed me.
Yeah, Mac Ayers.
Yeah,
oh,
I can't stop listening to that.
Shout out to Mac Ayers.
And then also, Aaron Ray just dropped a whole album.
Aaron Ray?
Aaron Ray, he's dope. He got a song. He got drama on his album. He got a couple people on there. He's good. Pretty dope. Check him out.
All right, I'm going to.
And then got another dude I've been checking out lately.
Ty Dolla $ign, YG, Childish Major, Sir, Terrace Martin, all on that album.
It's a little alternative.
Oh.
Apple Music got them labeled as alternative / indie rock. I shared a couple of tracks with y'all. The Home Shake dude.
I'm not gonna lie, I didn't like it.
No?
Didn't like it.
I loved it.
Did you listen to that, Nadira?
I did. That was fire.
I didn't like it.
I like
Home. I thought it was all right.
Try it. Go out with his name is Home Shake.
Shout out to Shake.
Shout out to him. Oh, yeah. Shout out to Shake. You still owe us that steak dinner, nigga. We ain't forget.
No, you know what, bro? We just gonna ride over to Milk Boy one day.
Word. That's the restaurant.
We're just gonna ride over there.
Word.
And see what it is. See what it's hitting for.
All right. So that's all we got besides.
Yeah. The last thing we have.
All right.
Is there a drum roll? Wait, isn't there a drum roll in there?
No, it's.
Wait, what is it?
We don't.
Oh, we got a dramatic piano.
Nah, we don't got nothing. Anyway. More air horns. Fuck it.
Hey, there it is. But
so being that it's all right, so
it's March.
It's March Mad. It's March. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So March becomes March Madness. Yep. And I've been racking my brain on different things I wanted to do for the pod for March Madness.
Because at first we were gonna do
We were gonna do the honeys, right? My first idea was we were gonna do IG honeys slash a March Madness of IG honeys slash models. And then I also had an idea of doing a March Madness for porn stars.
I don't even know porn stars though.
What? No.
Nadir, do you know porn stars by their name?
No, I don't know. What? No, no.
So for
disappointing.
So for the other human beings that are normal and watch porn on the regular like I do, we were gonna have a March Madness for porn stars.
Oh man!
But then you know, I see what's the name? They did it over at 4th and 13th podcast. Shout out to them.
I didn't see that.
So I was like, damn, what are we gonna do for March Madness? And then like an angel from the heavens, something has came down upon me.
Yes,
you know what I'm saying. Somebody made who was it again in the era that made this?
Oh man, C. Harrison on Twitter.
C. Harrison on Twitter.
I see something else that says just jump.
Carrington Harrison.
And I also see something that says just jump at the bottom.
I'm yeah, sure if so that's, so basically he made this basically a March Madness bracket of Kanye West songs.
Which is very lit.
Very so works.
We're gonna tweet it out. I'll pin it. So
where Kanye West stands over here. So you already know what it is. So this is going to be a great time.
Yep. So we're actually going to, if you know how brackets go, basically is how many teams?
It's four divisions.
It's 64 teams, right?
64 teams in total.
Yeah.
Four divisions. And so
there's 30. Oh, never mind. It is 16. So 64. Okay.
So look, he has four divisions on here. Mm-hmm. Okay, and like we said, we're going to post it on our pages so you can get a visual of what's going on. We're going to start. He has four divisions. It was one division called Northwest, one division called Donda.
Yep.
As you know, it's Kanye's mom that passed away, RIP.
Yes.
His new baby Chicago is another bracket. Mm-hmm. And Saint, his baby boy, is another bracket.
Yep.
So we're going to start.
They really got three kids.
They got three of them. Dang, thanks.
That's crazy.
We're going to start with the Northwest bracket, okay? And we're going to list, well, I'm going to say all the songs right now. Well, I'm just going to list the seeding. We have a number one seed of a song. It's called Can't Tell Me Nothing versus number 16 song, Amazing. Mm-hmm. Then we have number 8, So Appalled versus number 9, Never Let Me Down. Then we have number 5 versus number 5, which is Last Call, versus Hey Mama, which is number 12. Mm,
that's an upset. I'm going to just tell
then
you.
Then number 4, Devil in a New Dress, versus number 13, Real Friends.
Mm-hmm.
Number 6, See Crack Music versus number 11, New Slaves.
Yep.
Number 3, Flashing Lights versus number 14, Famous. Big Brother, number 7, versus number 10, Love Lockdown.
Ooh.
That's going to be interesting.
Yeah.
And number 2, Through the Wire, versus number 15, No Church in the Wild.
So that wraps up the Northwest division.
That's the Northwest bracket.
And we're only going to do that one in this episode because it's probably going to be a lot of...
Yeah,
you know,
we're going to
try and talk through it, but it's going to be a lot of conversation because Nadira is a well-known My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy hater.
She's blinded by... She's
blinded by all that greatness.
She's misguided in that. And you said you did your bracket, like, you started your bracket already, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I actually, this is the one I almost finished. I only have one more thing left to do on this one. So I'm like good on this one.
All right, okay. So good. We're going to start on this one. And then hopefully we'll have you on again. And we'll try. We want to do all these brackets since we started with you and try to have you on for the rest of it until we get to the end.
Facts.
But all right, I'm down.
That sounds great. So what we're going to accomplish today, we're going to run through the entire Northwest bracket. Mm-hmm. Until we get to one that'll represent the final four.
Yep, in the Northwest.
So does that appease with everybody here?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it.
My drunk ass.
So let's start with number one, Can't Tell Me Nothing, versus number 16, Amazing.
That's so easy. Can't Tell Me Nothing.
It's clearly
easily. Can't Tell Me Nothing, right?
But Amazing is a great song.
It's great, but
I don't know why it's ranked at number 16, though, but it's definitely Can't Tell Me Nothing.
Yeah.
Is it a great song?
Amazing?
Yeah.
I think so, because it was good enough to get on it got on a soundtrack for one of the basketball games as well. And I also used to, I believe when I was in high school, that was one of the songs that we had on our soundtrack. So I used to love that song. And it had Jeezy on it. It was a great song, but I don't think it should have been number 6. You know what? Kanye has so many good songs that I guess it just got bumped down, but it is what it is.
Some could just slip through the cracks like that. You know what I'm saying? So but Can't Tell Me Nothing is so legendary.
Very. Very.
Get money, babe. That shit is, oh my God.
Yeah.
So so if the devil wear Prada, Adam Eve wear Nada,
yeah.
I'm in somewhere between, but way more fresher. Fuck, like
Kanye was spitting on that.
Damn, he changed my life.
Man.
Shout out to you, man.
Okay, so we are all in agreement.
Can't Tell Me Nothing is passed.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Cool. Now we got next. So Appalled versus Never Let Me Down.
I'm going to say Never Let Me Down. I did love So Appalled. So Appalled was crazy with the what was that The Fridays, right?
Yeah.
Good Fridays. And that came out during then. But Never Let Me Down, to me, is a classic. And I love that song. So I'm going to go with Never Let Me Down.
Okay.
I'm not going to lie. I don't remember Never Let Me Down.
Really? When it comes to being true, they're going to make it. One day I
find. Was that on Dropout?
Yeah, it was on Dropout. You know, I never let me down. Get up by get.
Yeah,
down.
I hear. I remember that.
You don't remember that?
I like So Appalled better.
It's a great song. I wouldn't be mad at either one.
Yeah.
So you're gonna say So Appalled?
Yeah. Honestly, I'm like, this is the one I was debating over all day, mm-hmm. and my coworker like played So Appalled for me, and like y'all know I don't like My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, so sometimes I just forget the songs on there, and I went back and I was like, oh nah, like that has to win.
Yeah.
Only. Like off the strength of like Hov's verse, like
all of y'all can suck my balls through my drawers.
Yeah,
definitely said that.
Yeah,
one
there. Suck my balls through my drawers.
Yeah, okay, all right. I'll switch. I'll say So Appalled.
Yeah,
as Kanye songs, but Never Let Me Down is still my shit. But I'll go with So Appalled. So we all agree, So Appalled.
Yes,
So Appalled.
So Appalled.
All right. So next we got number 5, Last Call, versus number 12, Hey Mama.
Y'all aren't gonna like my answer.
Is it Hey Mama? Because that's the one I'm picking.
Word.
Nope.
It's Last Call?
Nope. Yep.
Wow.
I like Hey Mama, man.
I do like Last Call too, but I feel like Last Call was ranked kind of high.
That song is honestly, like, I don't know. Hey Mama just doesn't do it for me. It does it for me because of, like, maybe what it's supposed to do, mm-hmm. but, like,
what it represents.
Yeah,
but I'm not going to pick it off of what it represents. Like, as a better song, like, Last Call is a better song.
I don't know. I just always, I love Last Call as well, but Hey Mama was just, because Late Registration is my favorite album. I don't mean to be biased, but Hey Mama has always been my shit, so I just feel like I have to pick Hey Mama over Last Call. But I do like both songs, obviously.
Yeah, I think Hey Mama is just a much more like touching type of song, man. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but Last Call with that da da da, that shit was fire.
What?
That shit is fire.
But if Hey Mama,
Hey Mama, I could probably put that. I could probably put Hey Mama at a party right now and it'll go off.
Yeah, man. That makes me want to call my mom and tell her I love her. Like
it does.
I gotta go with Hey Mama.
It does, yeah. And this, it, especially when he performed it at his MTV Unplugged and his mom was there.
Yeah, man.
I think I'm gonna go with Hey Mama.
I gotta go. I'm going with that too, man. I'm sorry.
Y'all win. Y'all got that.
All right, I'm gonna go with Hey Mama. Hey, so Mama. So right now we have Can't Tell Me Nothing versus So Appalled.
All right, we'll wait till we get through the rest
okay.
of it. All right.
And then we got Last Call. Okay, so next we got Devil in a New Dress, which is number four, versus Real Friends.
Easy.
What are you saying, Adira?
Devil in a New Dress. Easy.
Okay, I'm actually surprised. I thought you were going to say Real Friends.
Yeah. No.
I'm going to go with Devil in the
Devil
New Dress.
Devil in a New Dress. Easy.
Because Rick Ross' body hit verse, the song itself.
Rick, that's Rick Ross's.
Yeah, that's Rick Ross'
best
song.
Verse.
That nigga came ever. Crazy.
I've never heard, like, when.
No, he knew he had to come crazy.
Rick Ross.
He
like,
knew. He knew he had to come crazy on that.
That beat, sighting,
yeah,
sighting.
Fire.
That's all.
Real Friends is great too because of.
How could you not hate? How could you hate this album?
I don't know.
Like, what are you talking about?
There's bad songs on this album.
Like what?
Like what?
Well, actually, no. We'll get to it. We'll get to it. We'll get,
we'll
to,
get
it.
To your beat after we settle the bracket. We're gonna settle that
yeah.
beat. But
okay,
damn.
So we're all going with Devil in a New Dress.
Easy,
over
no problems.
Yeah, that's probably no problem. Okay,
Crack Music number 6 versus 11 New Slaves. Easily Crack Music.
I'm gonna say Crack Music.
Yeah.
I love New Slaves, but Crack Music is just
Crack Music was
just that Crack Music, nigga. The beat, everything. Yeah, I'm gonna go. Even though the game was corny, but whatever.
The game's always corny.
He's a cornball. But
fuck
the song itself is dope.
Fuck the game. Fuck him.
Yeah, he's weird. He fingers children in the parks.
Okay,
It makes them sniff it.
Yeah. That nigga's weird.
Like he's a 14-year-old smelling finger. It was just in your hoo-ha.
In your cooter.
I'm a fake blood. Ooh.
But yeah, that nigga's weird. Yeah. But on to the next. So we chose Crack Music there. So on to the next, it is going to be probably one of our, this might be the best matchup. Flashing Lights at number 3
it's
versus Famous number 14.
Flashing Lights.
Flashing Lights. That's a good matchup, though.
It's cute for a second, but then
when you really think about it,
Flashing Lights.
Yeah.
And then you remember
as
the video.
Flashing
Lights.
You know I love
the show off.
If you never thought
I would take it this far.
What happened to Dwelly?
I know.
He's somewhere, you know.
Is he
he's somewhere where it's like the background is brown.
I guess. Somewhere where the background is brown.
Wait, what?
He's somewhere where the background is brown.
He did fuck with brown back.
But shout out to Dwelly. Yo, remember his commercial for McDonald's where he did the McCafe?
What?
I do remember that.
That was the smoothest.
I think I do remember that.
Shit, when he said, the sweetest thing is gonna come your way besides me.
What? Dwelle?
Oh my God.
Dwelle was in a McDonald's commercial?
Yes, and it was so.
I'm gonna have to look that
smooth.
Up.
I'll show you this after we're done. But man, it was smooth.
Wow.
So we're going with Flashing Lights.
Yep, Flashing Lights. Okay, so next we have Big Brother at number 7 versus number 10, Love Lockdown.
I'm going with Love Lockdown.
And so am I. What? But I love Big Brother, though. Big Brother. Like,
I get it.
That shit was fire. Because that song was about Jay-Z.
I know, yeah. But it was a good tribute song. But Love Lockdown.
I'm in love with you.
Doom, doom, doom.
No.
What?
No.
Yes.
Come on now.
What? No. Are you serious?
Big Brother,
I'm dead ass.
Yeah,
serious.
I like Love Doc.
Why? Please explain to me why y'all are booing.
All right, so look, I'm gonna explain to you right now. Love Lockdown, just based off of impact, the way he came off the scene, like yo, he hit niggas over the head with the whole new energy with the Love Lockdown.
Yeah,
shit.
He did
with the auto tune shit. Like,
damn, now I gotta go to sleep
with the gray suit and the red heart with the shag. He came with a whole different energy.
He did.
The 808s was fire, was bumping.
Yeah.
Then the auto-tune was dope.
I feel like there are better songs.
We're not talking about the albums.
Fact.
No, but you're saying, like, yes, it was impactful, but, like, not, like, no. It was, but no. Like, Big Brother, come on.
There's better songs on Graduation. It's better than Big Brother. A few.
My Big Brother. I don't know.
You letting the Hove thing get to you.
Yeah, you just love Hove. Don't let the Hove thing get to you.
You're right. But, like, if
he was hitting notes in that joint, singing no.
He was.
Man, come on.
Yeah, come on. I don't like Love Lockdown, though. I'm going to be honest. I really don't like that song. What? Like, it's not.
Wow.
I'm sorry. We're gonna have to pull rank on you on this one.
Yeah, I think you got
2-1.
Oh yeah, you got 2-1.
Oh, Love Lockdown is.
Y'all won.
Damn.
Yeah, I love Lockdown.
This last one.
That's gotta be an upset. So we're gonna go through with Love Lockdown.
Yeah.
Okay. So the next one we have
number 2.
Yep.
Through the Wire is number 15. No Church in the Wild. Through the Wire.
Through the Wire. Through the Wire has to go all the way to the championship.
It's the genesis of Kanye.
It has to go all the way to the finals. Well, in this bracket at least.
Yeah,
that is signature Kanye.
That's the first Kanye song I've ever heard.
Yeah,
I remember watching this video constantly on MTV Gems.
Yeah, oh yeah, me too.
With the bloated face,
with the pictures.
Yes,
yeah, yeah.
Yes.
And not even knowing who he was.
Nope. I'm like, who is this guy?
Who is this? This shit is fire.
Not knowing he would change my life forever. I love you, forever. Kanye.
Man,
I don't care. God. Like this. These next Kanye couple, I'm gonna be standing so hard. Like I don't stand.
I love
a lot.
Kanye West.
Man. I stand for about 3 or 4 people.
Have you seen him in concert yet?
No, and it's the biggest disappointment.
Nadir, have you seen him in concert yet?
No, I haven't.
I have. And it was
crazy. Good?
Yeah, I saw Yeezus.
You saw the best possible concert to see.
Yeezus was fucking ridiculous.
Did he go on a rant?
I still haven't seen anything better than that. He went on a little rant, yes.
Oh, man.
It was wild.
I don't know. I watched the rant that he did at Madison Square Garden.
Yeah.
Where he said, I'm not trying to be like Michael.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to be like Ali.
Dog, he's nice.
I'm not even trying. I'm just trying to be me. Oh my God.
Yeah, Kanye's the best. But I was supposed to see him last year, but the day I was supposed to see him was the day before Kim Kardashian got robbed.
And then he canceled everything.
Canceled the rest
of the tour.
So
what's the situation with that? Is he still going to do it?
No, he reimbursed everybody, but I don't know. The tour is done.
Sorry,
yeah, but I got my money back.
That's a wrap.
Okay. The tour was reimbursed. I got my money back.
I already said, next tour he goes on, I have to go. Like,
yeah, that would have been my second time.
He's one of the people that I have to see live before I die, which it's a short list
of
people I want to see live before I die, but it's definitely him. I know this is off tangent, but who's got... Dude, y'all have one person y'all want to see live before you die or they die?
It was Michael Jackson, but can't even do it anymore.
Yeah, that's what it was.
And I was going to go to that tour. My mom already said we were going.
This is it?
Yeah, this is it. We were going. And it got fucked up.
Y'all don't have anybody else?
I saw Beyonce. I saw Rihanna.
I've
seen Kendrick multiple times. I want to see Kendrick again.
Nigga, we met Kendrick.
Met Kendrick Lamar, so that's that.
Shit. We had to tell you that.
We met Kendrick in New York
at the Gramercy
Theater about 6 years ago now.
Yeah, 2011.
Niggas didn't even know who he was. He still had the fade with the nappy shit on the top when it was short.
Man,
that was a minute ago. That was when Rigor Mortis was his biggest song.
Yeah, that was the high power days.
Oh man, yeah. Rigor Mortis. Yeah, that
song. Yeah, man.
But
Mine's MF Doom.
Woo! MF yeah.
But you know that nigga like doing fake body doubles out there and shit. So
really?
Oh yeah, he's known for doing that. He's done that multiple times.
Like not him.
Like he'll send a person out, another fat nigga in a mask,
and just
fat middle aged nigga in a mask, and have them just lip syncing over the shit. Like bro, he's done that multiple times.
Wow.
But I digress. We move on to the next round, people.
So now we got Can't Tell Me Nothing versus Never Let Me Down.
No, So Appalled.
So Appalled. I'm sorry.
Can't Tell Me Nothing versus So Appalled.
Yeah, I still can't tell me nothing.
Still can't tell me nothing.
Yeah, because that was easy.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, so next.
Easy.
Hey
Mama.
Hey Mama versus Devil in a New Dress.
Devil in a New Dress.
Yeah.
That was easy.
I'm getting beat. If I'm still saying hey Mama.
Nah, that
I'm saying Hey Mama because
that motherfucking wrote that shit. That, yeah. Oh,
we're going Devil in a New Dress there. Okay, so Can't Tell Me Nothing, Devil in a New Dress. Crack Music versus Flashing Lights.
Flashing Lights.
Flashing Lights.
Yeah, Flashing Lights.
That was easy.
Yeah.
We got Love Lockdown versus Through the Wire.
Through the Wire and don't y'all act fucking stupid.
Okay, Through the Wire. Damn.
Okay.
I was gonna say Through the Wire anyway.
I wanted to say
It's definitely through the wire, guys.
It's through the wire, it's but the wire. It's something that's really holding on to Love Lockdown.
It's through the wire. The way 808s and Heartbreaks is what's doing it. Don't let the album tame
Maybe it. Because it's 808s and Heartbreak, that's what I'm saying. And that's what led me to Kid Cudi, which is another artist that changed my life.
Facts.
That genus, that birthed Kid Cudi. Oh, man, Kid Cudi.
Yeah, Kid Cudi, man. I think I was depressed, and I didn't even know.
Yeah.
I was depressed. I didn't even know it. I was
word up.
I was just listening to Kid
Cudi. I was just niggas was just in eighth grade.
This nigga was keeping me alive. Yeah. I had no idea.
Oh man, shout out to Cudi, man. Yeah, man. All right, so that was easy.
Okay, so now we got Can't Tell Me Nothing versus Devil in a New Dress, right?
Yes.
And I'm still going with Can't Tell Me Nothing.
I gotta go with Devil in a New Dress.
I'm still going with Can't Tell Me Nothing because Can't Tell Me Nothing. Is timeless. That shit is timeless.
I'm gonna go.
Niggas still play the instrumental on the radio.
I'm gonna go with Can't Tell Me Nothing.
You have to.
Only because Devil in a New Dress is really hot because Rick Ross kind of stole the show with that verse.
I agree.
Yeah, because Kanye's verse, it was cool, but like Rick Ross really outshined him.
He stole it.
And Can't Tell Me Nothing was all Kanye. And he had bars.
Yeah.
So
y'all making me want to change my bracket now.
Huh?
Well, what did you...
I said, you want to change my
bracket. Is it that different?
I mean, now it is.
I mean...
Y'all pick Can't Tell Me Nothing.
Yeah. Well, yeah, Can't Tell Me Nothing is definitely...
So what'd you have in that spot?
I picked Devil in a New Dress. I had Can't Tell Me Nothing versus Devil in a New Dress. I picked Devil in a New Dress.
I think I'm definitely... I just have to go
with Can't Tell Me Nothing. I have to go with Can't Tell Me Nothing, man. Just cause I know Devil in a New Dress got its really because whenever you say Devil in a New Dress, the first thing you say is Rick Ross verse.
Yeah,
I mean it's still a fire song though.
No, yeah,
it was.
But
yeah,
I believe it's more because of Rick Ross than Kanye.
Facts.
So if Rick Ross wasn't on Devil in a New Dress, you think it would still be like a fire song, or just be like
it'd be a fire song, but it would be a much lower seed. It would be closer to like a 9, 10, maybe lower than that. It would see a significant drop in seeding if it wasn't for that fire Rick Ross verse, for real.
Yeah. I'm still go with Can't Tell Me Nothing.
All right.
Yeah, Can't Tell Me Nothing. So Dennis, what's so Can't Tell Me Nothing, Devil in a New Dress. Can't Tell Me Nothing. And then we got what? Flashing Lights versus Through the Wire?
Yeah, Through the Wire. That's hard. That's 2 versus 3. I'm going to go with Through the Wire.
Damn, like we're
I'm going Through the Wire off top. Like I didn't even have to think about that. Damn. To be honest,
I'm leaning towards Flashing Lights.
Me too.
I'm leaning towards Flashing Lights.
I know it's been a while, sweetheart.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I'm doing my thing.
I know I was foul, babe. Yeah. What? Through the Wire is literally one of Kanye's best songs.
Exactly.
But Flashing Lights is fire.
It is. Like, but Through the Wire put that man where he is right now. If there was no Through the Wire, there's no Kanye West.
And then that video.
Yep. He literally told us a story.
I'm talking about the video of Flashing Lights.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Both videos are fire. Yeah, Flashing Lights with that fine. Who was the woman in that video?
I don't know.
Nobody really knows. Huh? Let me Google it.
That was a meal.
I'll figure
out. Okay, but just think of these two songs without the context of anything. Like, if we just played these two songs back to back, yo, which song would you really say, oh, that's
Flashing Lights
better?
All day.
Exactly. Yeah, I have to go with Flashing Lights. Through the Wire is also one of the greatest rap songs ever made, but I gotta go with Flashing Lights.
I'm gonna wanna hear Flashing Lights way more times than I would wanna hear Through the Wire.
Through the Wire is so good, but I can't pick it.
Yeah, Flashing Lights is just too
damn,
good.
Damn, y'all saying Through Flashing Lights?
Flashing Lights, man.
Damn, yo. Flashing Lights. Through the Wire, but all right, y'all
yo,
got me.
College Dropout stands, please don't take our heads off of this, but
I love College Dropout. I just really like Flashing Lights is fire.
Flashing Lights is so fucking good. All right, so Flashing Lights. Now we got, now to finish off this bracket, Flashing Lights versus Can't Tell Me Nothing.
Wow.
Ooh.
Flashing Lights.
Yeah, I think I would say Flashing Lights versus.
Really?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
No, Can't Tell Me Nothing. What? The bars he was spinning.
Can't Tell Me Nothing is a great song.
They, you heard what I said. Nothing. If the devil wear Prada, Adam Eve wear nada. I'm in between, but way more friend. Yo. And what I do, act more stupidly.
All right, nah, you're right. I'm going with
more Louis V. My mama can't get through to me.
Okay. I'm going
for no,
I'm
life, going. Fresh, life is a depending how you
do. But she don't believe in shooting stars, but she believes in shoes and cars. What floor is the new apartment? Who toy from the store's department? You more like the blood of star shit. God, no, I'm over the trips to Florida, order the order views of the world from the page. Nah, he's going on for that song too. She in the band dancing so sleazy, I get a call like we're already
Jeezy. The Jeezy feature?
Damn. No, wait. I'm going with Can't Tell Me Nothing. I'm going with Can't Tell Me Nothing. I'm switching. I'm going with Can't Tell Me Nothing. Flashing Lights was my shit, but Can't Tell Me Nothing, like I said, that is like an anthem still to this day.
By the paparazzi,
I hate these niggas more than Nazi.
He did split.
Come on,
got me. I hate these niggas more than a Nazi. I don't know. I'm still going with Can't Tell Me Nothing.
Misery Love Company, her nickname Sorrow. My biz need company, her nickname Tahoe. Wait till I get my money. Everybody model. Oh, come on.
Okay, but feeling like Katrina with no FEMA, like Martin with no Gina, like a flight with no visa, first class with the suit back, I still see ya.
What?
In my past, on the other side of the glass of my memories museum, I'm just saying, hey, Mona Lisa, come home. You know you can't roam without skis. What?
This I can't tell me nothing is like.
Hold on, let me. I gotta look at the lyrics. You can't tell me nothing, cause like, I gotta think of.
I had a dream favorite. I could buy my way to heaven. When I woke, I spent that on a necklace. I told God I'd be back in a second.
Man, it's so hard not to act reckless. Oh, nah, hold up. Too much is giving
looking
money.
Looking up, Can't Tell Me Nothing now.
Yeah.
I'm still going with Can't
I'm just
tell
saying
me
how I feel, man. I ain't one of the Cosby's. I ain't go to hell, man.
Can't Tell Me Nothing. Come on, son. Yeah. It's over. That's it.
Don't ever fish your lips like collagen and say something where you're going to end up with collagen.
Apology. He made up a word.
Let me know if it's a problem. All right, man. Holiday.
Come on.
Can't Tell Me Nothing wins.
Yep.
Yeah, Can't Tell Me Nothing is the winner of the Northwest bracket, as I suspected it would be.
Oh, you didn't put in a you forgot to put it.
We got
some other shit. No, not that way. You cannot
give me any advice.
Shout out to that. Shout out to the god Kanye.
Facts.
Flashing Lights went in the Northwest bracket.
Yeah.
You cannot give me any advice.
Shout out to Kanye.
I can't wait to do the other one. That was like the easiest one.
Y'all want to wait for it? Y'all want to wait until next time for another one? Or y'all want to do one more?
I think we should wait.
We should wait.
All right.
So. The whole thing. Huh? I said, I feel like just going to want to finish the whole thing.
Exactly.
We're going to get started, and then this episode is going to be 2 hours and 3 hours long. All right. So, all right, guys, we finished the Northwest bracket, the Kanye West songs bracket. You know what I'm saying? We're going to come at you again with another episode. Maybe we're going to do it next week. We're going to do another bracket or maybe two brackets next week. So be on the lookout for this. And if you need a frame of reference, we're going to have this, the picture of the brackets. We're going to have it posted everywhere. We're going to have it posted on our personal Twitters, on our podcast Twitter, IGs,
yep.
You know what I'm saying? Facebook. I'm sure Nadira will have it somewhere on her personal stuff.
Yeah.
What else we got, guys? That's it. That's it for everything.
Hey, guys. So, Janae Aiko tweeted, sorry, but nothing about you guys' fan fiction stories are true. I still love you, though. And then Big Sean responded with the clapping hands emojis.
Oh.
Damn. The internet is a wild place. It's a whole other reality. Bless the internet. Amen. I wanted them to be over.
Why?
I need some drama in my life.
We need some drama.
No. People just want to see people just like break up.
But I like both of them. I'm not saying I don't. I like them individually.
Like when Jay-Z cheats and all Beyonce does is cry and stay.
Oh man,
I thrive off that.
All night long.
It is what it is, bro.
Y'all not gonna slander Beyonce.
I'm not slandering Beyonce. I'm just slandering her choice.
I'm just saying she cried and she stayed.
Yeah, she did. Kudos to her. Strong black woman.
Yo,
What? Do you think Jay-Z would have left if she cheated?
Absolutely.
Nadira?
I mean, they did do an interview with him. Who did he do it with? Van Jones? And Van Jones was like, would you have stayed? He was like, I would hope I would have. I was like, really?
Listen, men don't tolerate that.
Nah, I'm gonna be real. I'm gonna say because we're way more fragile than
yeah, we are.
We can't handle that.
Yeah, oh, they're like hell no.
I couldn't like women are strong enough to be able to look at somebody that cheated on them and be I can get past that.
Yeah,
I know me because I've been through that situation.
Mm-hmm.
When I look at you, I'm gonna see is this other nigga over top of you heaving.
Yep. It's just not the same.
Nah, man. I couldn't do it, bro. I'm too new. So, I
feel like it goes both ways, though. If somebody stays with their girlfriend, if they cheat on them, you're like, all right, you gave them a second chance. But at the same time, if they leave, it's like, they cheat on you, you should leave.
Well, what was you about to say, Nadira?
It's just very interesting. I just think it's interesting that men can't take. Like, most men can't take cheating. But if they cheat, like, it's expected for women to take it.
Well, that goes along with, you know, if men ain't shit, then why, when a woman cheats, that man should stay? Doesn't that mean that girl ain't shit?
Shout out to Insecure coming back soon.
Yeah, that needs to come back.
Team Lawrence soon.
Lawrence Hive. Lawrence Hive.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I like him.
Really? But I mean, hey, man, do whatever your heart tells you to do. If you feel like you should stay, then stay. If you feel like you should leave, then go ahead and dip.
Word.
Can anybody tell you what to do?
That's mean or funny.
Word. So, all right, guys. I guess this must be it.
This has been another episode.
Hold on. Before we end off.
What?
What else? Ain't got anything else going on, guys? Nadira, anything else you want to promote?
No, not right now, but soon come.
Soon come. All right.
Yeah, I got another.
I'll say this.
Me and Kev might have a mixtape dropping.
Really?
Possibly.
What?
And your capacity is as what?
It's on the hush. But just know that there's new music coming.
Nigga, if you start singing.
I'm not. Listen. Soon music.
You rapping?
Music on the way.
Producer?
New Kev Rogers coming.
Oh shit! Now
new Kev Rogers, new Mira Fontaine, new Ish, new Shakia. It's all coming. It's all brewing.
It's like I'm gonna have a big old storm. I might have a new avatar on Twitter. That's what's going on with me.
Listen, man, new stuff.
Shout out. Okay, but I want to plug something to the deers real quick. Follow her on Apple Music.
Oh yeah, follow all of us.
Follow all of us.
Yeah. Apple Music.
All of our Twitter. Is your Apple Music name the same as your Twitter?
Yeah.
So
mine is.
I believe so.
Makes it easier for the
people. I believe so, and if not, I'll change it so it is. Follow us on Apple Music, especially Nadir, because she got the fire playlist going.
Yeah.
Thank you.
She's uploading all the time different playlists. Yeah. Oh, so shout out to her.
I got a drop on every Monday.
You, like you. What happened?
I said like I got a drop on every Monday.
That would be dope.
Just because.
So that means you're late for today.
Well, not starting today. Sorry,
Tuesday. So, yeah. All right, everybody. Thanks for checking up on us. Thanks for listening. This has been another episode of Not That Serious, the podcast.
The motherfucking podcast.
You already know it's Big Mike.
LZ.
The Queen Nadira joining us for another episode. We appreciate you. Thank you.
I appreciate y'all.
We're going to have you on much. We said that last time, but it was bullshit. But this time, now that we got the technology going, we're going to have you on much more often. Well, make sure you follow us everywhere on our personal Twitters, Mike Lowkey, DJELZEE.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Follow us on Twitter on the podcast at NTS Pod. Follow Nadira on Twitter, on Instagram at Hi Nadira. H-I-N-A-D-I-R-A-H. Follow us on Instagram, the pod on at Not That Serious Pod. Listen to us on Apple Podcasts, on Google Play Music, on SoundCloud. We're Spotify working on that. Stitcher Radio working on that.
Yeah.
Make sure you listen. Make sure you rate 5 stars. Make sure you subscribe. Make sure you write a review. Even if it's 9/11 was an inside job, which it was.
Which it was.
Just write something, and it all helps with the analytics and helping us get seated higher in the ratings when you search and all that, so we get more exposure. And then more exposure means more views. More views more means more likely that we'll get a sponsor that give us some actual bread on us. Now I'm saying that's going to spin a check on a hoe.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? Not a hoe. Sex worker. Sex Sorry, worker. Nadira. but, huh?
Y'all are so dumb.
You already know what it is.
Listen.
But thanks everybody for checking us. Thank you again, Nadira, for coming in.
Of course.
All right, y'all. Peace.
Peace.
Hey, yo, y'all can't stand right here. In his right hand was your man's worst nightmare. Loud enough to burst his right eardrum close range. The game is not only dangerous, but it's most strange. I sell rhymes like dimes. The one who mostly keep cash, but brag about the broken time. Joker rhymes like the issue just happy to see me trick. Classical slapstick, rappers need chapstick. A lot of them sound like they in a talent show, so I give them something to remember like the Alamo. Tally-ho, a hot joker like Space Game. Came back for 5 years, laying and stayed the same set. Electromagnetic field, it blocks all logic. Spock and G-Shock's a biological clock. When I hit it, slid it to the sitter, thought I killed a goose. Her power use was pure brittle water filter juice. Keep a pen like a fiend, keep a pipe with him. Gentleman who lent a pen to a friend who write with him. Never seen this shit again, but he's still my dunny. Only thing that come between us is krillin' money. I sell rhymes like dimes. The one who mostly keep cash will brag about the broker times. Better rhymes make for better songs. If that is not, if you got a lot of what it takes just to get along. Surrender now, suffer serious setbacks. Got get back, connects, wet back, get stacks. Even if you got to get jet black, head to toe. To get the dough, battle for bottles of Mo or Joe. This fly flow, take practice like Tybo with Billy Blanks. Oh, you're too kind, really thanks. To the corner lost forever like, oh my darling Clementine. He hold his heart when he telling rhyme. When it's his time, I hope his soul go to heaven. He nasty like the old time, old number 7. You still taste it when you chase it with the Coca-Cola. Make them wish they could erase it out the Motorola. I told her, no credit, fall back. If you want what they got, then go get it, it's all gag. Only in America could you find a way to earn a healthy buck and still keep your attitude on self-destruct. I sell rhymes like dimes. The